This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Niners are favored over the Chiefs because...
Well, if it's Family Feud, I do think the number one answer on the board is their home.
Well, for sure.
Because if it was at a neutral, the number would tell you that they would be 2-point underdogs, but you get 3 points for being home and you're favored by one. So that for me would be the Family Feud number one answer on the board, which is not a sexy answer, but I do think that ultimately is probably the most popular answer. They're home.
Okay. Yep. That's certainly fair. That's kind of a logical, factual type answer. What if I gave you one that's a little bit more on the emotional side?
Yeah.
I think the Niners are favored because we are a bunch of stubborn mules. That's why the 49ers are favored. Understand to me that we make the line. The odds makers make the line, but the odds makers, and yes, they are diving into the analytics of the game, but they're also diving into the analytics of our brain. That's their job. Their job is to know how to blend the teams, the things that we don't know, and then the stupid things that we think. And I just think that we collectively are really, really slow on the uptake. In fact, I think the 49ers are favored for the same reason that there are people out there who doubt Brock Purdy. In other words, here's what we think is going to happen, and then when something totally different happens, we refuse to change our opinion. We think the 49ers are the best team in the NFL. And when they go out there and show that, at least for the last 6 weeks, and I have been arguing and would still argue, they are much better than their record. They are still one of the better teams in the league, for sure. But they have shown that they are not all the way buttoned up, and they are certainly not all the way healthy. So right now, I don't think that the 49ers are a full version of themselves, but we are still stuck on our original preseason prediction of the Niners, the same way we're still stuck on Brock Purdy's a seventh-round draft pick.
I can see that, and I also would look at many things statistically. Forget the record, but if you look at just the stats, offensively, defensively, even special teams, they are better than their record indicates, and also Kansas City is worse. And I mentioned to you off the air, Kansas City is one of only two teams in the NFL with a negative turnover differential, yet they have a winning record. The only other team is Philadelphia.
Yep, okay.
Philadelphia is 3-2. Like, Seattle's got a negative turnover and they're 3-3. Dallas is also 3-3 in the same boat. But Kansas City is -4 in turnovers. And we always say, oh, you got to win the turnover battle. Well, do you? Because Kansas City's lost the turnover battle twice and they've won both of those games. And I know that every turnover is not created equally, but you look at Kansas City, and I mentioned this yesterday to Grandy, who did mostly a phenomenal job, other than when he stabbed you in the back, filling in for you yesterday.
That's okay. I expect nothing else.
J.P. Mason has rushed for more yards than the entire Kansas City Chiefs. So when you just think about that, Kansas City doesn't run the ball very well. They don't throw the ball super great. Mahomes has 6 interceptions. Their defense is really good, not elite, and yet they just win every game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
one of the odd things about looking at the Chiefs, I mean, there's two things that you sort of they jump off the page because you go, oh, well, they're not playing well. This is what I hear people say. They're not playing well, but they're 5-0. Now, the first thing I would think of if somebody said that to me, I would go, oh, well, they must have had a kind of a weak schedule. So pull up their schedule. Does that look weak to you?
No.
They beat the Baltimore Ravens in week one. I understand that the Bengals have struggled, but that's still Joe Burrow. Like, that's the Bengals. They win that one by 1 point on a 50-something yard field goal at the buzzer. They go to Atlanta. Again, is that creme de la creme? No. Is that a pushover? No. Like, they went to Atlanta. They took on the Los Angeles Chargers in a, air quotes, road game.
Yeah.
And then they took on the New Orleans Saints, who had a wonderful start to the season. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's just that they have a cupcake schedule. So when people go, oh, they're not playing well, that's the first place my mind goes, but nope, that's not it. All right, so then what's the next thing? When I look at the Chiefs right now, let's talk about their roster for a second. I mean, sure, there's Mahomes. Who else they got?
Kelce.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Who else?
Chris Jones.
Okay,
Possible Hall of Famer. Like, end of list. Right.
It's not a great roster. So this is where I think, for me, this is the week where you can really have a conversation about coaching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Coaching. Really, like, really, if you want to dive into, for all of you Shanahan doubters, this is the week where I think you can really have a fair conversation about where he stands in the league. Because when I look at the Chiefs, I go, roster, certainly you've got the face of the league at quarterback, but roster, but situation. You have a program. You got a program that works. And while I firmly believe that about the Niners, there's also a lot of people that go, dude, they're just overwhelming people with their roster. And I think that you can debunk that in ways, but you get what I'm saying? Like, they have not looked all that buttoned up for a good portion of the year. Penalties and mistakes and blown leads and blah, blah, blah. Those are the kinds of things that the Chiefs don't do.
Right, and they've got the best player in the sport, and they've got the best coach in the sport. So those are things that you have that can help you overcome roster deficiencies. And if you look at what they've done this year without Rashee Rice, who's been gone for a few games now, they're relying a lot more on formation and scheme, two tight ends, and running it with Kareem Hunt, who looks fresh and rejuvenated in a short sample size. Yeah, and again, they're not running it great, but they're running it enough to where they're creating some play action, and they're using a lot of Travis Kelce over the last couple of games, and Xavier Worthy is actually kind of in a Debo role, a lot of jet sweeps, and just trying to get him the ball in space. And so Kansas City's been good enough to win 5 of 5 games, and it hasn't always looked overwhelming, although you watch the game against New Orleans not yesterday, but 8 days ago, and they looked pretty dominant in that game against New Orleans.
Like, I think this is where the evolution of the little game we're playing is this question, and it's Tuesday, so I don't want to jump too far ahead in the week, and I know that there'll be a huge build-up to what Dan Dibley is going to do on Friday at 5 o'clock when we ask him to fade the Dibbers, and we got a game
it's
this
a tough
weekend.
Tough one last night for your guy.
Oh, yeah, who'd you pick?
The Jets.
Yeah, the Jets. That was I thought was going to be the right call also.
My thing yesterday was it's all about the dead cat bounce, which the theory is if you drop a cat from a certain height, the cat will bounce, and that's what the Jets are when you fire your head coach and you defrock your offensive play caller, and they sure looked better.
I thought they came out and looked exactly like that. I agree with you.
Then your big leg kicker couldn't hit a couple of kicks, doinked them both in a breezy New Jersey evening, and you lose the game. And then you go out and you get a shiny new object, so... Go Jets.
Yeah, Davante Adams. We'll get to that. Did you see the report that the Jets are now expected to put Mike Williams on the market? Because if you do really look at the Jets and you're like, okay, what does this team need? Wide receiver would have been my 13th answer. The wide receiver, of course, fine. Yeah, Garrett Wilson on that team.
Right.
Alan Lazard is producing on that team.
You heard Aaron crush Mike Williams last night for running the wrong route on that the deep interception that he threw.
I did not hear that.
He said, you know, it's supposed to be a red line throw, which is, I guess, between the numbers and the sideline. And as he's about to throw it, he sees out of the corner of his eye Williams on an in-breaker. And so now Rodgers has to adjust, and that's why he kind of threw it up for grabs.
Did Aaron consider throwing the ball half as far to Breece Hall, who was standing on one side of the field by himself for a first down and at least 15 yards more? Did Aaron address that at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted to check. Sounds exactly like Aaron. I'll trust that is a direct
quote. The play called for two verticals, and Wilson was covered on the one, yep. So Williams would have been open had he run the right route.
He's
a beauty.
Firing a coach, getting a wide receiver traded, and now Davante Adams, for the second time in his career, is going to try to go home again. If I could pull Davante aside for a sec, which I can't, I'd have asked him, hey, remember the last time you decided to look around the league and sort of like maybe suggest to your team it's time to trade me, and you thought to yourself, the first thing I want to do is go to a quarterback I've played with before. How'd that go for you, Davante? Like, other than the dinosaur party, what good came out of Las Vegas?
Didn't he have 1 year with Derek before?
Yes, yeah. He did. They didn't do anything.
Right.
That's kind of the point. Now you're on the Jets, and Aaron's 40. And they're 2-4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that dude should be a Bill. That dude,
should be a
Buffalo Bill.
They couldn't afford him. Well, they didn't have the cap room to bring him in. So had to settle, quote-unquote, for Amari Cooper, which I actually like for Buffalo.
I do, too. Like, there's no team in the NFL that's screaming for a wide receiver more than the Buffalo Bills.
It struck me this morning after the offseason where every wide receiver available is getting nine-figure deals, and you're wrecking the market week after week, and now these teams can't wait to trade highly paid wide receiver talent.
Well,
it had me thinking of you, Mark.
I tell you what, a little bit later on in the show, maybe we'll have a little conversation about the 49ers' approach at the wide receiver position, because I didn't get it in August, and now I really, really don't get it. But we'll push that aside. Here's kind of the question that I think is the evolution of the sentence that we threw out there first, and you're welcome to fill in the blank if you want. The Niners are favored because, fill in the blank, I would say because we're all stubborn mules. But 888-957-9570 is the number. You can fill in that blank. But I think where we're going, and again, without getting too ahead of ourselves this week, are you expecting them to win this game? And you're not going to ruin your fade the Dibbers because that's 3 days from now.
Yeah.
And who knows what the hell's going to happen in the world. We don't even know if we'll be alive by Friday. Just ask Kyle Shanahan. But, like, I guess that's kind of what we're asking y'all. Do you just expect the Niners to win this game?
No. Andy Reid does not lose when he gets more than a week to prepare. Off the bye, he's, 29-3 or something ludicrous like that?
What's Kyle off the bye?
He's
got a mini bye. He's got a week to prepare.
I don't think that this one counts. I'll look up that stat specifically, but Super Bowls, you get an extra week, and Andy's great, and off the bye in the regular year, Andy's great. I don't like the chances of the Niners. It's going to be a good close game, I think, but... I mean, Kansas City, this is one of those ones where you have a rest disadvantage, even though you are at home, and the Niners are banged up, So we'll get deeper into it. But
so are they. So are the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? No Pacheco, no Rashee Rice. They're
banged pivoted
up.
Off of that,
no,
though.
No Hollywood Brown never showed up.
Yeah, and I mean, they're 5-0.
Yep.
So
that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
It's kind of the point. So fill in that blank. The Niners are favored because we'll take your phone calls on that. Are y'all just expecting them to win this football game? I know it's only 1 point, but heck, they're favored. They are supposed to win the football game, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.